Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Black Trans and Beautiful. I want to thank you all just for your love and support. And I do want to thank you for being a part of a greater community. A lot of you all are catching this early in the morning. A lot of you may be catching this in the afternoon, in the evening. And as you can tell, I'm recording from my car. No shame in that. But I just wanted to come on and just talk from the heart for a little bit. I just want to talk from the heart. I want to thank each and everyone that has shown me love on this podcast, that has come on and just kicked it with me. What I want you all to do, if whenever you're listening and it's something that strikes you within this podcast, Tweet me while you're listening. The Twitter is BTransBPodcast. Again, that's BTransBPodcast. Simple as that. I had to do a little bit of housekeeping. So that's what I wanted to come on and talk to you all about. And I want to thank all of my listeners of the prelude. I was calling it the interlude. Of Unwanted, the audio drama. Unwanted is based off of, number one, a lived experience that I had with someone that I dated. Actually, two people that I dated that actually broke up with me via text message because the relationship wasn't really working and it was a lot of confusion and one party was putting in more work, which I was putting in more work than the other party. And one party in another instance didn't know what they wanted. And everything just fell apart. Everything just fell apart. But I thank you all for those that have listened. I do have the actual chapter one now available on Ko-Fi. And the reason why I have it on Ko-Fi is Unwanted is really a bonus thing. You can also go to Patreon for that content as well. And I'm making this to say this: support Black creatives. Please support Black creatives. Black creatives, I feel, especially Black queer creatives, I feel that sometimes we don't get enough credit for our creativity. It's like we're tokenized. Unless we're fitting a certain mold or a certain bill, such as Joanne the Scammer and certain other media moguls out there. But it is okay to be authentic to yourself. Now, there's nothing wrong with taking steps to grow your internet presence. I don't want to just have followers. I want to build a community. I want people to communicate with me. Let me know how I can improve on the quality, on the content. If there's things that you would like for me to discuss within reason, email me, tweet me. Like Kim Possible said, hit me, beat me if you want to reach me. It's early in the morning and I'm trying to sing and yeah. But I thank you all again for rocking with me. Y'all have seen this podcast go through so many different changes. Y'all have seen this podcast have severe ups. Y'all have seen it have severe downs. Y'all been there through the good, the bad, and the ugly. I also want to thank my Patreon subscribers and my patrons. Thank you all to those that have had me on their podcast. And to those that are waiting on interviews, it's coming soon. I'm settling some things with schedule and life right now. Life gets hectic, okay? So, y'all work with me. But I have some great things coming in 2020 as well. I can't speak on them right now. But not just this podcast, but with music. I recently released the remix to one of my hits, Dance and Pride, from a surprise EP that I did on last year called Yannick's House. And for those of you all that don't know, at one point in time, I lost my passion for music. I was getting ready to leave music alone. I was going to leave creating alone because I was that far in depression. And I still have episodes to this day. But there's some tools that I'm employing, and I'm going to talk about that later on in my process of dealing with depression, because it's not my depression. Depression don't have me. I'm kicking depression's ass. That's where I'm leaving it at. I am kicking depression's ass. Yes, I said it. I'm kicking depression's ass. And the reason why I say that, so many times when we say something is getting me, we are allowing it to have too much power. And I know everybody's experience is different, but I'm speaking from my experience. So that's my experience. But I'm in an area of new beginnings right now, for real. And if you all can just go to my Ko-Fi page, I'm going to have the link posted in my show notes. I often tweet this out. That would be a blessing to me right now. Many of you all know some changes that I've been going through, but it helps keep this podcast going. It helps keep this podcast being able to create awesome content. I want to thank you all so much. And if you want the bonus content, you will want to support this Ko-Fi page and the Patreon pages. I love y'all so much. It means so much to me that y'all support me. And I love y'all. I really love each and every one of my listeners. For everyone that has retweeted, that have left a review. To my girl, Ryan Reed, thank you for the reviews that you have left, girl. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. That means so much to me that you would do that for me. And y'all check out Ryan Reed. Her website is ryanreed.com, RIANREED.com. Y'all check her out. She is phenomenal. She is a great entrepreneur, fabulous woman. I met her some time ago. And she has never changed. She's been the same. So happy to have met her. So this is just a quick episode for this week. I'm going to be coming back later on in the week with a longer episode. High quality, of course. So y'all can hear me rant and rave and talk. But I love y'all. I really do. But thank you all so much. I had to get that off my chest. I really did have to get that off my chest. Now, many people have asked me what did I think about the Flame Monroe interview on The Breakfast Club. Number one, why would anybody in their right mind go on The Breakfast Club? Number two, some things that Flame Monroe said I don't agree with, but I understand that Flame Monroe comes from a different decade than I do. And there's a certain disconnect in my opinion. But I'm not going to throw Flame Monroe under the bus. But she don't speak for me, and she don't speak for the trans community as a whole. And she definitely does not speak for the LGBT community as a whole. And I'm going to leave it at that. Some things are better left unaddressed in this day and time. That's just where I'm at. If I feel like addressing it in the next episode, so be it. But right now, a lot of these celebrities, I'm just going to keep them in the vein that they're good in. If they're good at comedy, keep them in comedy. I don't need them to speak up for social justice. Just focus on your comedy, baby. Only if you say something to bash the community. Now, I will say this. Calling how people love and live a lifestyle, I have a problem with that. It's not a lifestyle. It's a part of who you are. And I'm beginning to hate the term lifestyle because that deems that you can pick and choose it. That's how I feel. I don't know what your thoughts are, but family, reach out to me. What are your thoughts on the use of the word lifestyle as it pertains to our lifestyle, how we live, how we move? So, but I'm out. Live, love, and be free. Smooches to you.